Ever played a game that just, I don't know, like stayed with you long after you put down the controller?
I know what you mean.
Yeah, like you finished the story, you saw the credits roll, but part of it's still like living in your head, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's Naughty Dog for you.
Definitely.
They just have this way of crafting these like incredibly powerful experiences that just, they get under your skin.
Yeah, you know? They do. They really do.
And today we're going to take a deep dive into the story of Naughty Dog itself.
Cool.
How this company went from like two teenagers with a dream to honestly one of the most celebrated studios in gaming history.
It's got a fascinating history.
And to guide us on this deep dive, we have this fantastic article by Mazen Turkmenbaşy, who's a gaming blogger. And he's been around the block a time or two. He's seen it all.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
But he really gets it, you know. He understands what makes Naughty Dog so special.
So I'm ready to dive in.
Let's do it. So Naughty Dog, they start their journey back in 1984.
Wow, 84.
Which, if you think about it, that's almost as old as I am.
Yeah, that's going back a bit, yeah.
It's pretty incredible.
That's like right at the dawn of video games as we know them.
Exactly.
Right?
Like, the golden age of arcades and early consoles.
And this is when, you know, two teenagers, Jason Rubin and Andy Gavin, they decide to form their own company.
What were they thinking?
I don't know. But I'm so glad they did. They had this passion, this drive to create games, and they had this old Commodore 64. Commodore 64, classic.
And that's all they needed. That was their magic wand right there. They called themselves Jam Software.
Catchy.
And little did they know they were about to set off on this incredible journey.
And that journey would eventually lead them to create, well, one of the most iconic gaming characters of all time.
Crash Bandicoot.
Who else?
I mean, talk about a game that just exploded onto the scene.
1996.
Rock. Yeah, right in the middle of that whole 3D gaming revolution.
Yeah.
You know, when everything was starting to shift from those like side-scrolling platformers to these immersive 3D worlds.
Yeah, and Crash Bandicoot just nailed it.
I mean, those graphics.
Right.
So vibrant and colorful.
It was like nothing we'd ever seen before.
And the animation, so fluid and full of character.
Yeah, and you can't forget about the gameplay, right?
Oh, so addictive.
That perfect mix of platforming and puzzle solving.
And don't forget the humor.
Oh, yeah.
Crash was hilarious.
And these levels.
I spent hours of my life just trying to collect every last Wumpa fruit.
Oh, yeah, me too. And those boss battles.
Don't even get me started.
I would talk about a challenge.
But you know what? It wasn't just the gameplay and the visuals that made Crash Bandicoot so special. It was also a technological marvel.
For sure.
I mean, Naughty Dog really pushed the limits of what the original PlayStation could do. They could have just kept making Crash Bandicoot games forever.
Yeah. I mean, why mess with a winning formula?
Exactly. But that's not how Naughty Dog rolls. They're all about pushing boundaries, trying new things.
So what do they do?
Well, they took everything they'd learned from Crash and decided to create a whole new world, a whole new style of the game.
Jak and Daxter.
Bingo.
Such a great series.
Talk about a glow up.
Right.
I mean, going from Crash Bandicoot to Jak and Daxter, it's like night and day.
It's like they evolved overnight.
The environments in Jak and Daxter were massive. Lush jungles, deserts, volcanic craters.
It felt like stepping into a cartoon.
Totally. And those characters, Jak and Daxter, they had so much personality.
Way more than your average platforming duo.
Oh, for sure. And the story was way more involved, too. It actually felt like you were going on an epic adventure.
It was definitely a sign of things to come.
Totally. So after Jak and Daxter, Naughty Dog could have easily rested on their laurels. I mean, they had two of the biggest gaming franchises under their belts.
Yeah, they've proven themselves.
But they did it again. They decided to reinvent themselves.
And how? They went from cartoony platformers to...
action adventure.
Uncharted. Nathan Drake, the treasure hunter with a heart of gold.
Don't forget the sarcastic wit.
Oh, yeah. He's got that in spades.
What I love about Uncharted is that it's like playing through an Indiana Jones movie.
Totally. The action sequences are insane.
Those set pieces, I mean, they're so over the top, but they pull it off. You're like hanging off the edge of a cliff, shooting bad guys, and you can't help but grin like an idiot.
It's pure adrenaline.
But it's not just the action, right? Mm-hmm. Uncharted has heart, too.
Absolutely. The relationships between the characters, the humor, the emotional beats, it all works.
It's a testament to Naughty Dog's storytelling skills. They know how to craft characters you actually care about. even in the middle of all that chaos.
And visually, the Uncharted games are stunning.
Oh, yeah. The detail in those environments is insane. Like, you can practically feel the sand between your finger.
It's all thanks to their incredible engine and their dedication to pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
And speaking of pushing boundaries, we have to talk about the Icy Team.
Yes. Naughty Dog's secret weapon.
So for those who don't know, what is the ICE team?
So ICE stands for Initiative, Collaboration, and Evolution.
Gotcha.
It's a dedicated team at Naughty Dog, and their sole focus is on research and development.
They're like the mad scientists of Naughty Dog, coming up with all these crazy new technologies.
Exactly. They're the ones who developed the technology behind Uncharted's incredible visuals, the physics, the animations.
And they don't just keep all that tech to themselves. They share it with other Sony studios.
It's this incredible spirit of collaboration. Naughty Dog's pushing the entire industry forward.
That's awesome. So we've talked about the action, the visuals, the technology, but what really sets Naughty Dog apart?
It's their culture.
What do you mean?
Naughty Dog gives their developers an insane amount of creative freedom.
Really? I mean, they're owned by Sony, right? You'd think there'd be a lot of corporate oversight.
There is a lot of trust there. Sony recognizes that Naughty Dog knows what they're doing.
Makes sense. And it shows in the games. So what's the structure like at Naughty Dog?
It's pretty unique. They don't have traditional producers calling all the shots.
Interesting. So how does it work?
They believe in shared ownership and responsibility. Everyone on the team, from the programmers to the artists, has a voice.
Wow, that's pretty cool. No wonder they attract some of the best talent in the industry.
Yeah.
Speaking of talent, we can't talk about Naughty Dog without mentioning Neil Druckmann.
Right. The man, the myth, the legend.
He's like the poster boy for Naughty Dog's success. Started as an intern and worked his way up to co-president.
Talk about inspiring. And his work on games like The Last of Us, iconic.
He's a master storyteller. But it's important to remember that game development is a team effort.
Absolutely. And Naughty Dog has a team of all-stars.
Like, give me some names.
You've got Eric Pangilinan, Jeremy Yates, Anthony Newman, Travis McIntosh.
And they all bring their own unique talent to the table.
Exactly. It's a true collaboration.
And together, they've created some of the most memorable gaming experiences of all time.
No doubt about it.
But then, a little while back, they did something that kind of shook things up.
Yeah, what was that?
They took a page out of their own playbook.
Okay.
And decided to, you know, to try something new and unexpected. They decided to bring Uncharted to a whole new audience.
The PC.
Yeah. They released Uncharted Legacy of Thieves Collection on PC.
Wow. I remember that. Big, big move for them.
Huge. Mm. I mean, for the longest time, their games were like PlayStation exclusives.
Yeah. They were like the crown jewels of the PlayStation.
Exactly. And a lot of PC gamers were like, seriously missing out.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Uncharted on PC, it's like, it just opens up those games to a whole new world.
Totally.
Yeah.
And it shows that Naughty Dog's not afraid to, you know, to evolve, to reach out to new players.
Yeah, it's like they're saying, hey, everyone deserves a chance to experience these stories.
And what stories there?
We really are something special.
So as we wrap up this this deep dive into the world of Naughty Dog, I'm kind of curious.
Yeah.
What do you think the future holds for them? What do you think, like, their next big move will be?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I mean, they've already done it all. Platformers, action adventure. They've even dipped their toes into the whole, like, survival horror genre with The Last of Us. So, right. So who knows? But I think whatever they do, it's going to be big.
It always is. And that's what makes Naughty Dog so exciting.
Definitely.
They're not afraid to take risks, to push boundaries, to tell stories that really stay with you. And that's why, no matter what they do next, I'll be there on day one, controller in hand, ready for the ride.
Me too.
And I think a lot of gamers out there feel the same way.
I think you're right.
Naughty Dog has earned that kind of loyalty.
They really have.
Well, on that note, I think that's a wrap for this deep dive into the world of Naughty Dog. Until next time.